This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like we said earlier, it's hard to make moves in this economy without considering the ongoing war in Ukraine. Today, the European Union adopted new sanctions against Russian coal imports. That's the first time EU sanctions have targeted Russian energy. As Marketplace's Lily Jamali reported a couple days ago, it's easier for the EU to dump coal compared to Russian oil and natural gas. But with prices for those latter two skyrocketing, the Russian government is still making money. Here's Lily with more.
High oil and gas prices since Russia's invasion of Ukraine have helped it fund its war. Ian Johnson is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
It is an irony of the situation that the very turmoil that this has caused has led to Russia benefiting from it by having higher oil prices.
The EU has purchased 35 billion euros worth of energy from Russia just since the invasion. That's almost a billion euros a day. Karen Patel, director of the IFO Center for Energy, Climate and Resources in Munich, says if you're Russia...
Now, of course, what you can do with dollars and euros is limited to some extent by now due to the sanctions as well.
But while cut off from much of the Western financial system, the revenue Russia gets from oil and gas sales to Europe is usable within Russia, says Julia Friedlander of the Atlantic Council.
Right, they can use it to prop up their economy, to stave off a liquidity crisis within Russian banks, and they can use it for any budgetary needs they might have.
And Moscow is pushing to get paid in rubles to prop up the value of its currency and looking for any leverage it can get to make that happen. Moritz Kuhn, professor of economics at the University of Bonn, says if Europe does pursue sanctions on oil and gas, better to do it now than wait until the run-up to next winter when...
It's a much worse bargaining position because then we are really depending on the gas if we didn't take any actions now.
Putting Europe at the mercy of Putin once cold weather comes around again. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.